2B. Listening 2. The Achilles Track Club climbs Mount Kilimanjaro. Page 27.
They climbed one of the world's tallest mountains, a group of disabled climbers from the New York area. It's a story of reaching new heights and overcoming great odds. Monica Pellegrini introduces us to those inspirational athletes.
I thought a few times going up that I wouldn't make it. I almost turned back around twice.
Mount Kilimanjaro in the northern part of the African nation of Tanzania. Scaling it is no small task for your average climber. But for a group of seven from New York's Achilles Track Club, it was a much greater challenge. They are all disabled in some way. Five are blind. One is deaf and asthmatic. The other a cancer survivor and amputee.
It was a lot more difficult than I had expected. It's a difficult climb, and the altitude really did affect a lot of us, but we persevered, and the majority of the athletes were able to make it.
The accomplishment makes the group the largest of disabled athletes to ever climb Mount Kilimanjaro, an expedition they call a testament to the human spirit and a chance to empower themselves and others.
I just wanted to reach deep down and you know, grab all the energy I had and keep on going, because behind accomplishing this physical challenge for myself, I knew there was a greater message we were all carrying.
The group kept a diary of their travels online, and even when the going got tough, they buckled down, turning to each other for inspiration as they continued on the trail to the peak.
I heard it was going to be hard. I just didn't imagine it was going to be so tough.
Tough, yes, but an experience that will not be forgotten anytime soon.
I mean, you're experiencing just wide open space, wind and sunshine, the strength of the sun like you've never felt before.
The adventure began on August 28th and ended this past Sunday when the group, along with their 18 volunteer guides from the Achilles Track Club, reached the summit.
Getting to the top was definitely the high point.
Monica Pellegrini, UPN 9 News.